I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast version of Ben and Woods. Thanks for finding us wherever you are, radio.com, downloading the radio.com app, or, of course, you can listen to us on your smart speaker and make sure you subscribe so you get our content every single day.
Absolutely. And there's lots of other podcasts from other hosts here in the building and here at 97.3. Make sure to check those out as well. But right now, back to Ben and Woods.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, halfway home, Ben and Woods. I can't tell you how much more comfortable I feel today than I did yesterday.
It's clear.
Well, yeah, I mean, number one, Paulie's back. And again, Thomas did a great job filling in. Great job. Didn't miss a beat. But it just, when you have your squad around you, you feel a little bit better. You know, you really do. I am Woodsy. That is Ryan Phillips filling in for Ben Higgins. Paul Reindel is back from Disneyland, and we've got the Hammer joining us. I like to bring in Hammer a lot on the show.
Just randomly.
I wish you could sit in here all the time, but you got to answer the phones and do social media and stuff.
I got
another
life.
Yeah, you do. So before we went to break, like I said, yesterday at this time, I was very uncomfortable because I had gone into the commercial break and I said, coming up next on the show, we'll reset the show.
It was a brilliant moment.
Really bad tease.
We should go back and pull that.
We don't have to, actually. I guess we do it to Ben all the time. If you want to, Paul, yeah, that's fine. But so Paul said, well, I'll get the tease for you, Woodsy. Everybody likes when we do hidden audio. And I'm racking my brain. And at the break, Paul wouldn't tell me what the hell he was talking about. I can't for the life of me think what happened this morning. Other than the fact that my stomach was really hurt,
when was this?
It was before you got here. Okay. I mean, it's ridiculous that you don't remember because you only were in here for like 3 minutes. The rest of the time, you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, I texted you guys when I got in the parking lot. I was like, "Hey, somebody needs to come let me down. I don't have a key card." And Paul was like, "Yeah, I'll be down in a second." Woods is like,
"I'm on the toilet.
I'm on the toilet.
Yeah. I'm dying."
I was
right
there.
Good morning to you too, Steve.
I feel like I was there for an hour, so I don't know what's about to happen. All I know is that Paul likes to do this. He's very sneaky. Well, you got to watch it. I thought for a second, I'm like, if he was in the bathroom recording the noises I was making, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah,
and
I don't want to hear that.
I wouldn't have gone anywhere near that.
I wouldn't
bathroom.
Have either. All right, so what do we have?
I saw how much you were sweating. Well, I had the recording. I had the studio in recording.
Right.
Without you knowing.
All right, let's
That's
go.
Illegal.
Let's go. Yeah, it is. Did I give you permission to do this?
Did you see that email from sales yesterday?
No, which one?
About the Peoria spot?
Yeah, I already did it. I did it with Thomas. I did it with Thomas on Tuesday at like.
You remember yet, Woods?
Now I know what's happening. Great. 4:15 in the morning. More
no,
psycho
we got
Woods.
An email yesterday afternoon. They want to do it again. They wanted more like enthusiasm. I didn't hear it.
But, what?
Yeah. It says.
Damn it.
Uh-oh. Client would like a little bit more enthusiasm about.
Kidding.
Wait, can you pause it? How nervous are you right now?
I'm a wreck, actually. I
saw you lean. Yeah, you leaned in your chair, you 4 feet back from the microphone.
Because he started to remember. He started to remember some of the things you said this morning. You animal.
Are you kidding?
I mean,
it says what?
It says they got your spot and they put in a new order for
to recut it with more enthusiasm.
Yeah.
God. I have the copy still. They want me to just recut it. And be
says,
like,
to quote, get really excited.
Oh my God.
About spring training.
I mean, I am excited about spring training. That's I did the spot. I thought it was.
Hey, I wasn't here. I don't know what you want me to
Son
tell
of
you.
A let me read this to you and really enthusiastic, huh? That's what they want?
Yeah. You're not, don't be a smartass.
Baseball fans, plan your spring break this year with a fun and relaxing getaway with your San Diego Padres.
Oh, I'm a psychopath. It's clear.
The best part of that is don't be
a smartass.
I mean,
I thought I nailed it because I know what I'm doing.
Gotta do it again.
Here you go.
Damn it, I can't believe you're right. So
well, here the best part of that is don't be a smart. Like he has any other gear,
right?
Like that needs to be a drop. Don't be a smart.
Well, so I had it recording because I needed you to record another spot,
right? And you just happened.
So I just had it going.
To stumble upon that.
Well, then,
I'm so glad I wasn't here because I would have been dying over here laughing.
It makes me look like such. What's it make me look like?
So I was here yesterday when he did this spot. What is it, Tuesday?
Yeah.
This is how cocky Woods was before he does the spot. He looks at me, this young guy trying to learn from my elders.
Yep.
Goes, watch this. Goes and they
Listen,
want enthusiasm.
Son.
I'll show him enthusiastic. And then goes off on the recorded spot.
Yep.
But now you are trashing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I know. Hey, listen, I am clear. That I'm a giant diva. I mean, if you really, like, if you think about it, all Paul asked me to do was recut a spot. No big deal. I mean, I should, and I guess.
You do your job.
Yeah,
it's
just do your job.
Out for you. Just come on.
I really don't know. I don't know what my problem is. I don't know.
Nobody
really.
Does. Woods, nobody does.
It's very embarrassing. I feel nude right now, and I feel like people in their cars are rolling their eyes at me and shaking their head like, oh, really, buddy? Like
Woods did it again.
But I... but I just... it is, and I feel bad for Paul because Paul gets the wrath, and Paul didn't do anything wrong. Paul wasn't even
gone
here.
This
yeah,
week
he wasn't
and
even
I'm like,
here.
Wait, what happened?
And who do I end up yelling at?
Paul
for making me do this, which he did. All he is the messenger, and all I do is kill the messenger.
Happens now, all the time. Like
it
I
really
get,
does. Because
I get an email, and I have to text them, and be like, "Hey, this is happening," or "Hey,
and
you
I
guys
scream
do
at
this.
Paul. I'm like, "Come
and
on,
I'm like, hey, I didn't do it."
It is. That is the worst. It's got to be the worst part about being a producer is catching the wrath of the host for literally just being a middleman, a messenger.
And just asking him to do simple tasks.
And having them like, hey, man, I know this sucks. And like, Paul, you hear him. He's like, look, dude, like, you know, just they just need you to recut it.
I get it. You probably cut it early.
Read the words printed on this paper.
I'm beating the desk. I'm like clicking. You hear me clicking my pen. Play some of it again. Baseball fans, plan your spring break this year with a fun and relaxing getaway.
That sounds like someone I know.
Does it?
It really does.
It's, I just, I...
Client would like a little bit more enthusiasm about...
Kidding.
When that played, and that's why I made you stop. When that played, he leaned like 4 feet back from the microphone, like wincing.
He's like, he realized, oh, I yelled at Paul this morning.
I yelled at Paul, and Paul did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong.
And it's such a simple task of you just talking into a microphone.
I know.
With printed words for
it's
you.
It's essentially a teacher calling on you in class going, hey, can you read this paragraph?
You did this
in
elementary school,
yeah.
Woods.
Yeah. Clearly, it wasn't good enough
no.
the first time. Yeah. And maybe it's a...
It was your mindset yesterday when you did it, though, that I loved because I know that he thought that he was the man.
Just nailed it. Knock it out the park.
And then when he was done recording, he
do
hits
this
the
my
microphone
sleep,
off.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, it's...
it's
not as cool as you think, man.
It's a fair enough. It's a character flaw. I instead of just saying, oh, yeah, no problem, man. Now, I feel like I've been a no problem, man. I'll help you out a million times.
I wouldn't go that
I feel
far.
Like I have, Hammer. And I feel like maybe after doing this for a long time, I feel like I'm finally at my wit's end. I really do. I feel like I'm at my wit's end with BS. And not that that's BS. That's
no,
a client. And listen, I hope the client's not listening right now. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at myself.
Right now. I'm mad at me, apparently.
And mad at Paul. Yeah, clearly. I'm mad at Paul. I am mad at myself. So, I have a bad attitude.
Was this a fake email? Like, did you?
No,
actually,
it's real. I did it. I did it. I did it after, so it's fine. It's going to be fine, and hopefully it gets approved and all that, and then we'll go from there.
I'll let you know, and I'll probably get yelled at again.
Thank you very much.
I do when you're recutting more... this tomorrow, yeah. I think that would be hilarious.
Now, I do have some more audio that I pulled, and this one you do know about. Question for you, Woodsy. What did you do last night? Were you watching a movie?
I know where you're going here. We have time for this, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I know where you're going.
I love this, by the way.
I know where
it's
you're
one of
going.
The greatest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I've already been shamed for it, and I want to talk about it. I think it's important. We can take calls, too. No, we don't have to because I don't want Hammer to leave. But last night, I went up after dinner every night. I cook. My wife will do the dishes. I'll take Bo upstairs, my almost two-year-old son. Take him upstairs, and he's really into Star Wars now. So he goes, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. So I put on the friggin' Disney Plus, and I try to get Star Wars. My streaming wouldn't work last night. It was coming up a green screen. You could hear audio, but it was just green. So I'm like, oh, crap, it's not working. So I said, oh, no, but we'll find something on TV. So what do I stop on? One of my favorite movies of all time, The Town.
Great classic. Movie.
It's a brilliant movie. Now, is it appropriate for a two-year-old? No, it's not. Well, he's also two years old.
The Shining.
Yeah, he loves The Shining. Like it's kind of a thing in our house. Like I'm not going to shield this kid. I'm not going to be helicopter dad. And we're watching The Town, and he's cuddled up in his spot, head on my chest, and there's language in it.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a lot of
there's
language
a lot of language in it.
I mean, it's about Boston bank robbers. There's going to be language.
100%. And they say F you in it. And then he looks at me and says F you to me. And I start laughing hysterically because I'm sorry. It's funny.
It was funny.
It's freaking hysterical. My wife is at the same time walking in the room and hears me laughing, hears him. And once he sees me laugh, what does he want to do?
Keep doing it.
Keep making daddy laugh. And yep. And so Hannah then pulls out the camera because that's what Hannah does. To probably for the divorce proceedings at someday and the custody battle.
She has proof.
I would imagine for the custody battle, that's exactly why she does this. And she films this last night with my 2-year-old son, Bo.
F you. Bo, you're not supposed to say that.
F you.
Bo, no, do not say that.
He got it from the movie.
Why are we watching a movie that says that in front of him?
No, they said it. I've never seen this movie.
The Town? You've never seen The Town?
First time.
You watch it twice a day.
F*** you.
Didn't stop. It looks right at his mom. F you.
You watch a movie twice in one day, by the way. I can't get over that. The same movie?
I watch it all the time. If it's on, I watch it.
Bo, you're not supposed to say that.
F*** you.
All right. So, of course she does. She tweets. It's, look.
Oh, my God.
We find it funny. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Now, we've already been parent shamed. I've been parent shamed a couple of times for my son's language. He's almost 2 years old.
F*** you.
Number one, that's what I say to those people that are parent shaming me. Because I do have a kind of philosophy about it. And I wonder if any parents share this with me. I don't know of many that do. And if they do, they won't admit it publicly like I am here on the radio. I'm not going to shelter him from things like that. Like, yeah. It's impossible these days. The internet's out there. The kid is already really technologically, he's savvy. Like, he'll pick up a phone and start scrolling through it. And so I just, you know what, we'll do the philosophy. We got to go to break.
We can take calls, too, because I'll be leaving now.
You will be leaving now. All right. What should we do? We got Don't Do This.
We got Don't Do This, and then we got Mort. Yeah. But hey, after Mort, we got a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll get back to the parenting philosophy that I have. And
yeah,
I wonder if
any excuse to play that audio again.
Yeah, 100%. There's no question about it. All right, coming up next. The laugh. Coming up next, we will do Don't Do This right here on Ben and Wood.
Don't Do This.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Be there or be square.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, coming up in the next 30 minutes, listen for your name to be called and call us back in 10 minutes All right, and we'll have these massive prizes for you. Now, this is the longest read in radio history, this copy. And I wonder if I can squeeze this in, Paul. And I think we should use this to do it. Ready? Four bucket tickets to the 97.3 The Fan Takeover Night on Friday, December 13th during the SeaWorld Christmas Celebration presented by Sprint. Experience over 1 million lights and the all-new shows and attractions like the Sesame Street Christmas Village, the Winter Wonderland on Ice show, and the Cirque Christmas show. If you call back in time, you will also be entered to win our grand prize, the perfect Christmas gift. I'm never going to get it. Barry Manilow Vegas getaway that includes two VIP tickets to see Manilow perform at the International... It's over? Yeah, there's no question. At the International Theater at the Westgate, Las Vegas. Dinner for two at the Edge Steakhouse, plus a Serenity Spa experience. Make sure to sign up at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to enter. Also, there's more. Kick off the holiday season. We're adding a Holiday Bounds pair of tickets. Should be bonus. To see the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour featuring Michael McDonald, the North Island Credit Union in September. You can win them before they go on sale December 6th at LiveNation.com.
You on the Rindle Report? What was that?
That was Rindle Report-esque right there, buddy.
You're listening to the Rindle Report on KCR College Radio.
All right, so we are supposed to be doing Don't Do This right now, correct?
Yeah, we're supposed to be.
All right, I will get us started then.
Don't do this.
The San Francisco 49ers have suspended broadcaster Tim Ryan for one game after the ex-NFL player said Lamar Jackson was more successful at faking handoffs because of his dark skin. We have the audio.
When his dark skin color with dark football, with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point. And and that's going to mean, and you're a half step slow on.
That was on KNBR after the game. And he's now been suspended for that.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Suspended a game. Yeah, definitely just, there's no need.
He just walked right into, just don't. When that's your instinct, just don't.
How about you just say he's really good at faking a handoff? There you go. Done. You don't talk about his skin color.
No.
Guy fakes a handoff better than anybody in the league. Done. And then you're off, and then you're working this game. Oh, my God. So, yeah, he apologized. He said, I regret my choice of words trying to describe the conditions of the game. Lamar Jackson's an MVP caliber player. I respect him greatly. Want to sincerely apologize to him and anyone else I offended. It's just unnecessary. I don't think it was necessarily malicious.
No,
I think
it was
unnecessary and poor choice of words. And listen, it happens. He apologized. Hopefully everybody can move on from that. Rhino, what you got?
Last night, LeBron James.
Oh, I love this.
In a blowout, the Lakers over the Jazz. We're in Utah. LeBron, end of the game, is on the bench. He's taking his shoes off, giving them to kids in the crowd. And then Kyle Kuzma made a great defensive play, and LeBron was jumping off the bench. He was actually on the floor. But that happens all the time in basketball, and he was kind of just jumping around excited.
Yeah.
And Utah's announcers went ballistic.
Before the Saturday night game with Memphis, inside Tony, blocked by Kuzma, got it back. Big fella turns, and the crowd continues to fight, blocked again.
Look at LeBron, he's on the court.
With no shoes, mind you.
What is going on here?
That's some disrespect right there.
Look good, and obviously the Lakers look good here tonight. Teams look good in blowouts. And then look at LeBron onto the court, no shoes on.
Yeah, he's giving his shoes away to a fan behind the Laker bench.
You can't allow that if you're a referee.
Are you kidding me?
They even know why he's not wearing shoes.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, that
gave him
jerk
two kids.
Gave his shoes to some kid.
One each to a kid. And yeah, he's celebrating with his team, trying to have fun in the middle of a blowout. It's like, I mean, he's clearly having a blast. And that's always good for the NBA to see these guys enjoying themselves.
Well, and listen, in their defense, they are the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have fun in Utah.
Yeah,
it's actually against the law in Utah to have a good time.
What's the line from basketball? Jazz moved to Utah where they don't allow music.
Where they don't allow music. Genius. Genius. And now listen, that's clearly tongue-in-cheek. So if you're from Utah, don't get all upset at me. I'm not going to release a formal apology later. But that was a little bit pearl-clutching to me.
It was. Absolutely.
I mean, it's not like the guy was grabbing his junk. The guy was jumping up and down having fun.
Celebrating his teammate, making a good defensive play.
This is like Cowherd going after Baker Mayfield. I mean, that's how it felt to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just that pearl clutching, like, you know, and
how dare he enjoy himself during a blowout?
If you want to criticize something, criticize LeBron James and the ref for that freaking double dribble that they missed that everybody saw last night. It was the funniest thing.
Did you hear LeBron?
I didn't. I didn't hear his audio.
Here, this is the mics caught him talking to a fan.
It's amazing.
I didn't even know I danced. I saw the halftime. That's one of the worst ones I've ever done.
He's admitting it.
Yeah,
he full on. He's dribbled, picked up the ball, walked
took two steps, started dribbling again.
The defender was like, "Hey!" and lost his mind.
So did the crowd.
And the crowd lost. And the ref. You see the ref look at it. It jogs his brain like, that's a double dribble. I'm not calling it.
Yeah.
Like, you can totally see it.
Well, because it didn't impact the play. He was like 30 feet from the basket.
100%.
So, I mean, that's why.
It's also LeBron James.
Yeah.
So, all right. There's a new controversy. This is not, I guess it would technically be sports related, but there's a new controversy that I don't really understand.
Don't do this.
Why people are upset, and I'm sure that somebody will tell me why. The Peloton situation that's going on right now. Peloton put out a commercial about a husband that gave his wife a Peloton bike for Christmas. And she comes down the stairs, and her eyes, she opens up. Oh, my God, you got me a Peloton. She's clearly excited. It then goes to her on her first ride, and she's doing like a selfie, like, my first ride, here we go. And then it shows her progress over a year. And then she says, man, I can't believe, you know, what a year it's been on my Peloton. And people have lost their ever-loving minds, and they're upset about this, like a husband giving his wife a Peloton bike, which, by the way, really pricey, expensive, really nice.
She's just really into working out.
Yeah, like, exactly. And like, hey, guess what? You don't have to go to the gym anymore. I got you one for the house. I can't tell you what my wife would do for me, if you know what I mean. If she walked downstairs Christmas morning and there was a Peloton there, she'd love me. My wife was a spin instructor. She would love it. I can't, and I'm trying to wrap my brain around why people are mad.
Don't do this.
I've heard stories of wives being mad at husbands for like, hey, thanks for the new vacuum cleaner for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like kind of a sexist type misogynistic thing.
Yeah.
I don't see that at all in this commercial. That is a very nice, gift.
Like, here's the thing. I've seen all the like memes on Twitter about it where like there's one where she's taking a selfie and it's paused and she looks like she's a hostage.
Right, yeah, I see that too.
Really funny.
She's not.
Yeah.
She's not offended. If she's not offended, and I asked my wife about this last night because I wanted to get the female perspective. Also asked Sarah next door on AJ's show, is she offended? And they said, no, not at all. I would love it. I would love it. So I don't get it. So that's Don't Do This.
That was Don't Do This, presented by Hamul Casino. Winning excitement has a new name, Hamul Casino, San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely entertaining place to play. Just 20 minutes from downtown Highway 94 to Campo Road.
All right, coming up next, always a pleasure to talk to the great Chris Mortensen from ESPN. We do it every Thursday. We call it the Mort Report, because that's what we are on the radio, and that's what radio people do. That's coming up next. Yeah, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. .97.3 The Fan, Ben and Woods, having a blast on a Thursday morning. Hopefully you are too. Look good this holiday season with Supercuts. Keep looking sharp all year long. Go to 973thefansd.com. Sign up and win a year's worth of Supercuts, courtesy of 97.3 The Fan and Supercuts San Diego. About to get to the Mort Report first. Let's do a quick check of traffic with the great Suit of Vincent.
No one is more dialed into the world of football than ESPN's Chris Mortensen. It's time for the Mort Report, presented by Hamul Casino with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Always a pleasure. You're joined by Chris Mortensen. And again, Chris Mortensen's hit the jackpot because Ben is out. This is like the second or third Mort Report we've done with Ben being out, Mort. So welcome back to the program in San Diego. It's good to have you. How are you? How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving was for me a very good Thanksgiving.
Good.
You know, we had a quiet house. I think I forecast this. I was downstairs watching the games. My wife was upstairs alone. Family was spread out, so I actually had a quiet, interesting, and very enjoyable Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah.
Hope you guys was, too.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It poured rain here in San Diego, but it was fine. We had a bevy of football games to watch. And, you know, the interesting one for me, Mort, was the, of course, the Dallas Cowboys that I look at that roster, and I'm sure you do, too. And are we missing something in Dallas that, you know, they seem to have a lot of talent? They do have a lot of talent, a lot of good football players, and they're a 500 football team. But I guess in that division, that's okay for now, at least, Mort. Do you see them being able to put it together for a late run?
A late run would, to me, you have to interpret what a late run is. I mean, you look at the schedule, they should win their division.
Yes.
Now, if the Eagles get it together, listen, either one of those teams, if they win their division, I can guarantee you, I'll promise you that whoever their opponent is in round one, whether it be the Cowboys or the Eagles, is not going to enjoy looking forward to playing either one of those teams, because both of those teams are have very good rosters. But I do want to rewind a little bit and say people just did not want to give the Buffalo Bills credit going into that game. The Buffalo Bills are a really good football team.
They are.
By a stud coach in Sean McDermott. A quarterback who, along with Lamar Jackson, could be the best of that class from 2018. And I think all that class is going to have some success. Still, I'm still not dismissing Josh Rosen eventually having some success, by the way. But what I'm saying about the Buffalo Bills is it's a good football team. And I think people ignored that, one getting better and one that's probably arriving a year too early. But for the Cowboys, let's face it, Jerry Jones has defined this for us. It feels like Super Bowl or bust. Now, I could see NFC Championship game and it being a really good game, and then you say, okay, you know what, we are really close, and Jason finished the way I wanted him to finish, speaking of Jason Garrett. But otherwise, they were missing Leighton Vander Esch. We forget that on defense they were missing one of their a Pro Bowl player in Leighton Vander Esch because of his neck injury. You think one guy doesn't make a difference? Well, in the run game, it does. That's for sure. And trying to stop a guy like Josh Allen, it sure does.
Yeah, great points as usual, Morton. You know, you mentioned Jason Garrett, and I think were you surprised by the firing of Ron Rivera this week? By all accounts, I mean, he and Garrett are essentially, I mean, their records are very similar. I know he had the Super Bowl appearance, and I mean, but they're staggeringly similar coaches, and to see him out of a job. Based on some of the circumstances that happened in Carolina, I think a lot of people were surprised, and they feel like he's a guy that's going to land on his feet quickly. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I do feel the same about Ron. I mean, everybody in this league will tell you high regard they have for Ron, and there's been a lot of emphasis on what a good man he is. Listen, that's I can verify that part, but he's a darn good football coach.
Yeah.
I think Dave Tepper, the owner there, who spent almost $2.5 billion for the franchise, he gave Ron. You know, a lot of guys who are like Dave Tepper, the owner, or basically would have fired him at the end of last year and said, I want to start clean, with my own, rebuild my front office and coach. So he gave Ron an opportunity to go into this year. I think it was the right decision. But I understand. Here's the thing. I actually understand his decision because he's about to embark on hiring a new vice president of football operations, and maybe more areas in the personnel department and coach. So rather than have Ron coach with all these rumors and reports circulating around him, he kind of frees it up and makes everything transparent. And even though he can't hire a coach right now, he can go forward without feeling like he's sneaking behind Ron's back. And so it probably was the right thing to do under those circumstances. With Jason, I just started thinking about this. You know, when Jerry Jones came into the league, his model owner and how he modeled his franchise was after Al Davis of the Oakland Raiders and Los Angeles Raiders. And Al Davis had this theory that a coach, no matter how successful he was, should not coach longer than 10 years. This is Jason Garrett's 10th year.
Yep.
I'm actually thinking out loud. Like some football savant right now.
Right here, live on the air.
Live
it's our Mort
air.
Report.
This
I love
is,
it.
This is stuff my wife has to put up with. but what I'm saying is, I'm telling you, unquestionably, that's who Jerry Jones' role model is. That's why Jerry's so involved in so many things, as Al was. And then Al had a very definitive theory that if you're having success, even if you're at the end of 10 years, it's time. And this is Jason Garrett's 10th year.
Wow, this is my 10th year in radio. I guess it's probably getting close
to
the
hill. No. Totally different.
Well, we have Ben. Ben is out today. The co-host Ben is out. And Ryan Phillips is filling in. He's got one for you, too, Mort.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Mort? You know, it seems like all year everybody's been so focused on the San Francisco 49ers out in the NFC West. I watched the Seattle Seahawks the other night. I've seen them a couple times this year. Have people overlooked that team? They're 10-2 now and you know, looking really good. And quite frankly, Russell Wilson might be having the best season of his career. Seattle's a legit Super Bowl contender, I think. You know, we've kind of been paying a lot of attention to the 49ers because they were the new team on the block. What have you seen from the Seahawks this year, and how do you feel about them?
Well, I mean, listen, I think what went unnoticed a year ago, when Pete Carroll totally revamped the team. They were no longer the Legion of Doom, right?
Boom, doom,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, same.
But because those defensive players were getting up there in age, so what he did was, okay, here's how we're going to help our defense. Here's how we're going to transform this. We're going to be a running physical football team. So in comes Brian Schottenheimer as the offensive coordinator, not getting enough credit. Pete gets the ultimate credit on this, along with his GM, John Schneider. But we are going to be, go back to kind of like old-fashioned football. We're going to run the ball, and we got a quarterback who's dynamic enough to win games in the fourth quarter. And he's pulled that off successfully without taking a huge step back. And we're seeing that, you know, teams like this, like Baltimore, even though it's a different offensive scheme, but they're running the football, gives your defense a little more time on the sidelines to rest. And, yeah, they're very much a threat in the NFC. Maybe there was a little bit of overlooking, but maybe not that much. I mean, you know, you have Russell Wilson, and you saw glimpses of this last year with the offense. And I think because the Rams were so sensational last year, we didn't take much in them losing to the Patriots in the Super Bowl, but maybe we should have. And we just assumed that it would be the Rams' division for the next 3 or 4 years, and it's not.
Yeah, no, it's a really good point, Mort. I'm thinking about, obviously, you know, the last couple of weeks of the season, they're going to be big for some teams, not as big for others. These teams that are kind of on the bubble, like the Rams, you know, how do you feel? They were able to put it together a little bit last week against the Cardinals. Do you see them kind of riding the ship and maybe, you know, sneaking their way in and doing any damage in the playoffs?
Yeah, I actually felt that the week before they played the Ravens, that I really thought the Rams, once they started getting back some of their key guys, you know, at the receiver position, because Cooper Kupp kind of got disappeared when Brandon Woods Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks weren't in the lineup. But, you know, I thought it was interesting that Todd Gurley seemed to run with a different physicality this past week against the Arizona Cardinals than we've seen. And that team is capable. But, you know, right now they're hanging on by the skin of their teeth. They need to get to a point where they're hanging on by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, Mort, we talked about it yesterday. There's a lot of sort of crazy
panic. It's
panic,
like a panic in New England right now. Yeah,
and they're wondering what's wrong with Tom Brady and all that. The Patriots are sitting at 10-2, and you know, looking like they're going to get a bye in the first round of the playoffs. Do you think there's any reason to be upset, or are Patriots fans just overreacting
as Patriots fans will tend to do from time to time?
Well, no, listen, when you have near perfection on offense like we have seen from the Patriots, and we tend to forget they have evolved. They tend to evolve over a course of a season. The problem with seeing this evolution this year is there is no Rob Gronkowski, and I don't think Julian Edelman's playing totally healthy. I mean, they won't say anything, but there's no dynamic player, and the run game isn't there yet. But you know what? We always talk about the season, football season, regular season being played in quarters. Well, we actually have a full quarter left out of the four quarters. So let's see how they evolve offensively. It is a concern to Patriot fans, and I think there's a legitimate concern. I think it's a concern to Tom Brady. He's frustrated. That's obvious. I mean, and we would expect him to be frustrated, but, you know, I think that the whole Antonio Brown thing kind of threw him off and them off, and they're not good, Antonio Brown.
That's not happening. Yeah, that's the rumor that keeps kicking around, but I don't see it happening either.
Yeah,
more
do I.
And if something does happen, we know we will have the great Chris Mortensen joining us every Thursday as he does. Thank you so much, Mort, for popping on with us today. Much appreciated. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All right, guys. You too. Take care.
Thanks, Mort.
Yeah, and there's
the Mort Report is presented by Hamul Casino. Winning excitement has a new name, Hamul Casino, San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely entertaining place to play. Just 20 minutes from downtown Highway 94 to Campo Road.
Time to announce our biggest fan. If your name is Eric Durden, call us at 833-288-0973. You've got 10 minutes to call us back, Eric Durden, and you'll win a whole buttload of stuff that I'm not going to read again. But just know, Eric Durden, it's worth your time to call back in. Speaking of reads, Paul, this is a good idea. Somebody on Twitter had tweeted in. So we talked a little bit earlier. I had another diva moment this morning. Paul asked me to, a client actually asked me to recut a spot with more enthusiasm. So somebody thought it may be a good idea to play my original spot.
Right.
Yeah, you know who else had that idea?
You did?
Me.
I didn't
hear
you.
But you were too busy yelling at me
probably
for no reason this morning.
That's fair enough.
That doesn't sound like Woods.
Doesn't sound like me at all. So we'll play the first one I cut with apparently very low enthusiasm. Then we'll play you the finished product that hopefully gets approved today. So here's the first one. Baseball fans, plan your spring break this year with a fun and relaxing getaway with your San Diego Padres. Brown is back at the Peoria Sports Complex in sunny Arizona. Come see your new look Padres as they gear up for their 2020 campaign. Enjoy the great weather, delicious food, and cold craft beers from local Southern California breweries in San Diego's home away from home. Make your plans to cheer on the Padres at the Peoria Sports Complex. For tickets, visit springtrainingInPeoria.com.
That sounds pretty enthusiastic, I gotta say.
Okay, so the old trick when you're cutting a spot is smile, right? You smile, hey. So say something, Ryan, and say it like this. Hey, it's me, Ryan Phillips. And then say it with a smile. It's completely different.
Yeah. It's me, Ryan Phillips. It's me, Ryan Phillips.
It's totally different. That's what I try to do with every commercial. So they got that one. They didn't like it. Paul let me know this morning. I had a meltdown, as I will tend to do from time to time. And so I recut the spot, and this is the one that we sent off today, hopefully to be approved. Baseball fans, plan your spring break this year with a fun and relaxing getaway with your San Diego Padres. Brown is back at the Peoria Sports Complex in sunny Arizona. Come see your new look Padres as they gear up for their 2020 campaign. Enjoy the great weather, delicious food, and cold craft beers from local Southern California breweries in San Diego's home away from home. Make your plans to cheer on the Padres at Peoria Sports Complex. For tickets, visit springtrainingInPeoria.com.
Good job, Wood.
That sounds like you're smiling, but it sounds like somebody's holding your mouth
holding my
open.
Face open?
That, yeah.
Thoughts?
Oh, boy.
Thoughts?
More energy, I guess, yeah.
I don't think I sound good on a commercial ever. I really don't like the sound
people
of my voice.
Yeah, people God, hate it. Yeah, I get it. Everyone
except
does.
Ben. Ben loves. Ben loves the sound.
Auto roan rates
of his own voice. Not like he's like loves to hear himself talk, but when he talks, he thinks to himself, "I sound really good.
Sound real good.
I sound real, real good." When he was on the news the other night, when he was anchoring on Thanksgiving,
yeah, oh, I saw from Connecticut. I was checking that out.
You knew he felt like he nailed it, and he did. He's the broadcaster he won. And I kind of feel like spots like that, I think those should be read by Ben Higgins and Ben Higgins exclusively. I wish he were here today to have him take a crack at it, and then you could compare my spot to Ben's, and I think he would smoke me.
Probably.
Paulie, yeah?
I guarantee he would.
Yeah. Should we play my rant again about the my diva moment this morning? This is what happened. Hidden audio from Paul Reindl.
I was recording this morning.
Yeah.
Did you see that email from sales yesterday?
No. Which one?
About the Peoria spot?
Yeah, I already did it. I did it with Thomas. I did it with Thomas on Tuesday at like 4:15 in the morning.
No, we got an email yesterday afternoon. They want to do it again. They wanted more like enthusiasm. I didn't hear it.
What?
Yeah, it says client would like a little bit more enthusiasm about
Are you kidding?
I mean,
it says what?
It says they got your spot and they put in a new order for more enthusiasts.
Oh my god!
So, same words.
Damn copy. It. Really?
Yeah.
I have to recut it with more enthusiasm.
Oh no, Woods.
I have the copy still. They want me to just recut it and be
like,
says,
to quote, get really excited.
Oh my god!
About spring training.
I mean, I am excited about spring training. I did the spot. I thought it was.
Hey, I wasn't here. I don't know what you want me to
Son
tell
of
you.
A All right. Well, hey. Let me read this to you and. Really enthusiastic, huh? That's what they want?
Yeah. Don't be a smartass.
Baseball fans, plan your spring break this year with a fun and relaxing getaway with your San Diego Padres.
No.
God.
You would have thought, Paul.
I mean, I thought I nailed it because I know what I'm doing.
Uh-oh.
Got to do it again.
You would have thought. That Paul had just asked me, hey, Woodsy, can you go down to the parking lot and change one of my tires that's flat? That was my reaction to that very simple task. Paul, I apologize. I didn't mean to shoot the messenger.
Apology accepted.
I wish that I could sit here and say with any honesty or certainty that I'll try to be better. I think we know.
It's not gonna
happen. Know who you are when you're 44 years old, and that's apparently who I am. And listen, I apologize to Paul because Paul didn't do anything wrong.
It sounded like when Paul asked you to do that, the reaction was going to be what Bo's reaction to the town was last night.
Yeah, my son, my 2-year-old son, just cursing just incessantly at home. Oh my god.
Recut that, Woods,
bring
please.
We can bring that back. But next, going to talk some baseball again. RJ Anderson, CBS Sports MLB writer. Some moves that came down yesterday, maybe some potential moves to come. We'll get his feedback on all of that. Very excited to talk to RJ next. Stick around if you want to hear about some baseball with Ben and Woods. It's 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.